Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. JP, are you ready?
I am.
Well, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. JP Clement is the CEO of Boomtime. He's passionate about helping businesses grow. I'm excited to have you on. JP, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yes. As you can hear, I was born and raised in France, went to a business school on the east coast of the U.S., decided to stay and try to make a career out of marketing in the U.S. Worked in packaged goods marketing first for General Mills, then switched to direct marketing, joined the digital marketing space in 1998 with CitySearch and Ticketmaster.com. I've been making my way through basically every single aspect of digital marketing in the past, 22 years, I guess now. So sounds like a long time. And that's why I have so many gray hairs in my beard and on my head. I've done pretty much every single type of digital marketing that there is to do. I've been on the corporate side, with large companies, small companies too. I started, my career on the agency side of things, in 2006, created my own agencies. Three technically, and joined Boomtime only a few months ago, because they had this great little tagline, which is very dear to my heart, which is, we believe that in every little small business, there is a big business. My passion's been to really unlock the potential of businesses. I've worked with a very large amount of startups, of established companies trying to launch different divisions, doing digital innovation and things like that. So I've been dedicating my career in the past 10 years to doing just that.
Nice.
Helping businesses grow.
I love it. In every small business, there is a big business. And not only is it a clever tagline, I think it's also true. And I can just speak from my own experience that I've been just in the financial world for really the past 20 years. And, I'm used to sort of that grassroots, one at a time, sort of get referrals, take on new clients. And so for a lot of people in that position who've never really done internet marketing or just marketing in general, I think that it probably applies. And there's probably a lot of folks out there just like me.
Yes, true. And this is actually where our focus is at Boomtime. We help small and medium-sized businesses. We help them grow and unlock their potential in digital marketing. We really believe that, there are some great tools we can offer and great services that can help them grow their business. As you said, moving from one at a time and cultivating 1% at a time to getting a lot more people at the top of the funnel, so they can, qualify them better and generate more leads and more business. That's why we focus actually our work on B2B companies. This is where, we see the most potential to unlock that potential, where these businesses have, a lot of issues with figuring out digital marketing. A lot of the companies that we deal with had never done digital marketing before, were kind of forced to do digital marketing because the landscape is changing so dramatically and so rapidly. And, of course, with COVID-19 coming into the equation, I've accelerated that need to do, digital marketing. Because you cannot, you haven't been able for the past few months, and probably won't be able for many more months to be in front of your potential customers, right? To go to trade shows, conferences, and do those kinds of things that they used to do. So we help them through that transition, and through that transition, help them grow their business as well.
Yeah, And it's true. It's number one, before COVID, there's a ton of people who are trying to figure this out, and now COVID has maybe forced people to figure it out or just make pivots here and there. And you mentioned that transition, and transitions are hard, but certainly when we're talking a whole different language, which is what you do. What's maybe the best way to jump into that? Is it what stops people from being successful at it? And then maybe talk about what the best practices are, because I'm sure there's a million different ways that people screw it up.
Yes, but I think, you know, the most challenging part for a lot of these businesses is that first they might have a lot of experience or skills in-house as they relate to digital marketing, but mostly it's because this digital marketing world is so complex and changes so fast that even if you have had some experience with it a couple of years ago, I think the landscape has dramatically changed. And there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of options in terms of the type of digital marketing that you can do, the tactics, the tools that you can use, and so on. So a lot of the things that we do is that we educate our customers, our clients, as to what digital marketing is, how it makes sense for them, and help them sort through this incredibly complicated landscape and pick the right tools for their business. So that's one of the places where we really help, and where a lot of companies try to get started but don't even get started because they're overwhelmed by this amount of digital marketing tactics and tools out there. That's how we see our role as educators to a large extent. But then a lot of mistakes that companies make when they get into the digital marketing is not really focusing on the strategy and the why of digital marketing, right? So they might have heard from someone, oh, you should do digital marketing or whatever. But so we focus a lot on, you know, why we do digital marketing, why we do the type of digital marketing we do, and how that helps them. Because obviously, you know, not all digital marketing tactics are created equal.
Sure.
And also, you know, every company has different set of objectives, of constraints or challenges. And so you have to be able to pick the right tools in digital marketing to make your campaign successful.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Is it possible to maintain that? I don't know maybe the best way to put it, but I think that we all know that the best way to grow a business is by word of mouth. It's by having that connection. Is it possible to somehow duplicate that digitally?
Yeah, definitely. That's what we do. So, you know, for as long as I've been doing digital marketing, every time you see a study about what motivates and influences people the most, especially in the B2B space, it's word of mouth, referrals. And people trust word of mouth more than they trust advertising, PR, and those other tools that exist in the digital marketing landscape. So we focus on just that. You know, we try to build our clients' authority online, to make them thought leaders, to make them look bigger than they actually are, and definitely bring their knowledge and their skills and their differentiators up to the surface, so that, you know, and put them in front of a lot of more people than they used to, so grow their awareness. But also, you know, try to generate that word of mouth and those referrals by creating a lot of connections online via LinkedIn and other tools, also via email, which we build their email marketing link so they can communicate with more people. We create content for them, so they don't have to worry about anything really, except giving us the right objectives and ways to measure success, and then, you know, we can get to work and speak in their voice, in their tone, to their potential customers.
So when you say right objectives, what are some examples of that?
Yeah, so that's probably the hardest part, and it's also one of the challenges that other businesses face is, we have long conversations with them at the beginning of any campaign to figure out what their objectives are, and sometimes to help them define objectives. They might just have a very, very broad and general idea. We try to hone that in to make sure that the objectives that they have are not only achievable but make sense for their business. So, it's not just digital marketing in a way. It's a little bit more strategic than that. And so, objectives, we want them to be measurable, which is critical. One of my big pet peeves and pet projects has been analytics throughout my career. So making sure that we have the right KPIs, key performance indices in place, that we have targets for those KPIs, and that we know, we have a lot of data points that can tell us whether we're doing a good job or not based on the objectives that the client has. Sometimes we disagree on whether their objectives are. We try to refine them with our clients. So objective setting is probably one of the key factors for a successful campaign.
That certainly makes sense. And from the outside looking in, I think that that's got to be the starting point for probably any kind of a successful relationship, is being on the same page with what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and then making sure that you can measure them and that you're on the same page for the outcomes. Are there any are is there any kind of a product or a service that you think doesn't fit for online marketing?
Like an industry or a type of,
Or can anybody do it?
honestly, you're asking the wrong person here. But my short answer is no. I've worked in my career in digital marketing with literally any kind of company, from B2C to B2B, small to large, in any industry. It's really, it can work with for probably f with anybody or for anybody. The short answer is no. I mean, it's really, there's just so many different tools that you can use within digital marketing that will fit probably every circumstance and every type of objective.
Yeah, I appreciate that. In terms of, and I'm sure that this is just going to be so fluid, but you mentioned LinkedIn, and from what I understand, Facebook has just been the premier place. Facebook and Google have been the premier places for online marketing and advertising over the past however long it's been, but it seems to me that LinkedIn is becoming a more robust platform. Are organizations having success there?
Yes, definitely. So most of our clients are in the B2B space, or in a very specific type of B2C companies. For B2B companies, Facebook might not be the right place. It's much better suited to B2C businesses. LinkedIn's been great to definitely to create those connections that can then feed into an email marketing list, for instance. So, on LinkedIn, great tool, lots of people there, lots of, very easy to target by industry, by size of company, and all of that. So pretty easy to access your right target market. But the problem with LinkedIn is that you do not own your connection list on LinkedIn. They do. So that's why we still try to push people and to try to get them to understand that their biggest asset is actually their email marketing list. Their email list is something that they own, something that we can do a lot of work with. Email marketing is still one of the highest ROIs for digital marketing tools. Even after 20 plus years of email marketing existing, it's consistently at the very top from what companies say in studies and surveys. And we can prove that too, actually. So we try to use LinkedIn campaigns to create connections, but then we feed into our clients' websites, so then we can capture these email addresses. There are tools also allow you to capture email addresses from LinkedIn, but they don't work very well. LinkedIn doesn't like them, so LinkedIn tries to put some, parameters on how you can use those. So make a long story short, we try to push people to our clients' websites, and then capture their email address there. And we also use tools like what we call mailbox mining, which is a tool that we have that actually looks at your inbox and mines based on various criteria and with a little bit of a dollop of AI in there, identifies contacts that look like good prospects and adds those to your email list. Then we can use our content. We generate a lot of content. We send that content via email, via LinkedIn, and a bunch of other ways.
Got it. Nice. How often are new strategies and tactics coming up? Is that always changing, or is it just how the actual platforms change?
It used to be happened much faster a few years ago. I think it's stabilized a little bit, but you know, there's still it's still a very fluid, very dynamic market. There's, you know, I used to say like every week there would be a new tool, a new platform, something new. Obviously, with the emergence of behemoths like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and everything, things have settled down a little bit, but you still see people trying to take them on a pretty regular basis, or various other tools that come up that, you know, nobody had thought about before, but it's probably monthly, probably more monthly now than it should be. It used to be weekly at the beginning of the whole spectrum. So that's something we do for our clients too. We stay on top of all these different strategies and tactics, and just to make sure that, you know, we know exactly how the landscape looks and what works and what doesn't work. We test also everything on ourselves. So I am a CEO of Boomtam, a client to one of my teams, and they do marketing for me, and I challenge them on a regular basis to try new things, and we test everything we do on ourselves first, so then when we roll it out to our clients, we know that it works.
Nice. So how does a small business that is not yet doing this, how do they know that they're ready?
Well, they should be ready
right now.
As I said, I've been on the corporate side and on the agency side, and that's the beauty of an agency, is that you don't need to put a lot of processes or resources in-house together to be able to be ready to do digital marketing if you go with an agency like Boomtime, for instance. But there's a lot of our agencies that do something similar to what we do, probably differently, but I think it's more a matter of realizing that your goals and your objectives cannot be achieved successfully if you do not start doing digital marketing. And I think that the awareness of the importance of digital marketing that realization that it could be at this point, especially in today's world, the only tool that you can use successfully is what I would say makes a company ready to engage a company like ours.
Got it. I love it. Well, JP, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I would say, as you know, my pet peeve is analytics. So I said, difference-making tip: if you cannot measure it, you cannot manage it. And that applies to digital marketing and a bunch of other things. So please look at your data and your analytics. It's the most important thing that you can do, probably.
Well, I think that is great stuff. Definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Yeah. How do you know if you're doing a good job or not? How do you know if what you're doing is even working? Unless you can measure
exactly.
It. Well, JP, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can people engage with Boomtime?
Well, best way is to go to our website, boomtime.com, BOOMTIME.com. They can also find me on LinkedIn. I have a pretty significant presence there. I have to. So LinkedIn, look for JP Clement and you'll find me. I think there's not that many JP Clements out there. And then we also have our own podcast. So you probably will find us on some podcast tools and networks. Thanks for having me. That was great.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show JP your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to boomtime.com. Find JP on LinkedIn. What was the name of the podcast, JP?
We're changing the name a little bit, but it used to be the Word of Mouth Marketing Podcast. I think it's going to be called Accent on Marketing.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, JP.
Sure, thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.